Friday bats. Boom, 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 boom. Post parade day.
Oh.
Massive post parade vibes in the office.
Yeah. Either people are on cloud nine or look like death.
Yeah. Yeah. And the look like death is really prevailing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the favorite in the clubhouse.
Yep. Absolutely. Lots of shows bringing lots of content your way. On this beautiful, well, not so much, this gloomy Friday in the Mile High City, also known as Title Town, also known as the City of Champions to you. So
correct.
Refer to it correctly. It's the first bets since the Nuggets won a title.
Wow.
We call that show history on this here show.
And it's me.
It's you making show history. Ryan, I already knew Ryan was not going to be able to do bets today. I knew it before he knew. So
you
when
did.
He,
you had me ready to
when
go.
When he texted me trying to get out of bets, I was like, yeah, I've already got Mitch. Yeah, so no worries, my brother.
Man, we lived it up yesterday, Dre.
So fun.
You, me, Susie Hunter.
Great combo.
Superstar Dev.
Oh, my
in the
God.
Drip.
Oh, my God.
Greatest day ever.
Legend in Denver. True legend. Yep. All the big homies. The scene back at the bar were insane.
I can't believe it was
some,
real.
Doesn't some feel great like eats at Pete's.
Hung out on the Pete's patio.
Rhymes.
Yeah,
the Pete's patio was a vibe was in lit. It of its own.
That's where we finally found Brendan Vogt.
Oh, talk about a vibe. Glorious. And frankly, we should have done bets then because there was a lit U.S.-Mexico game after that.
Dude. Oh, man, that was awesome. Yaya's going to hate it. But
yeah.
Surprisingly enough, I don't hate it at all. I thought Mexico was shit, and they made the game horrible. Some, I thought they deserved to lose by 20 billion.
You can finally get some firings and lineup changes you've been hoping for.
They already fired and made the lineup changes. They're just not good. That's the thing. They're when they're not good, they're not good, and they weren't good.
As the Cronkies have taught us, sometimes just making lineup changes and firings for...
For the sake?
For shits and gigs, or because we're rushing it too much, doesn't always play into your favor.
No.
Continuity.
No.
Nope. Key.
No, they did the right thing firing and doing the lineup changes. There's just no talent there.
Man.
Sad, man.
Never
sad.
Thought I'd see the day.
Oh. We basically see the day every other month.
Never thought I'd...
every other month, Yaya's down bad on El Tri.
True, but... We saw U.S. dominance over Mexico and a Nuggets championship parade in the same day.
I know,
when was
man.
That going to happen?
It's incredible. It's incredible. The sports gods are so good. They are so good, my guy.
They are great.
It's amazing. With that, let's get into some bets. how many units you win on the Nuggets trip, ballpark?
Double digit. Yeah. Well into.
Yeah.
I had to do some creative parlays because I didn't bet last summer on the championship, which makes me feel bad as a Nuggets fan. But my parlays that all hit were three leggers that were multi-sport futures.
That's the king's life right there.
It was fun.
That's how it's
my
done.
My favorite was United, top four, City to win champions, and Nuggets to win the title.
Wow, what did
got
you
that in
at?
April.
At what?
It was 5-1.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I had Milan to beat Tottenham parlayed with the Nuggets to win.
Wow. Now that's a real Hank special.
The random parlays you find in your
that is
slip.
A Henry Chisholm special right there, bro.
Oh, the stupidest of all time, no doubt. But the sports gods are so good, man. The sports gods are so good.
Trying to get some more odds on it. You're like, screw it.
Parlaying a game in a future is just unruly behavior.
God, how stupid.
It's unruly behavior.
A game in a two-leg tie, too. Like,
it's crazy.
Very hard to predict what's going to happen.
I can't believe. You know what I can't believe? I can believe anything now. I'm a full-on...
Oh.
You tell me something's going to happen, I no longer will say, no chance.
After the Nuggets championship, who are we to say, no, that's impossible?
Should we be laying down U.S. to win the 2026 World Cup futures right now?
Why
like,
not?
What are we doing?
It's coming. Why not?
Why not?
Guys, I've seen an Italian win the 100-meter dash at the Olympics. Oh. Anything can happen. Let me tell you. The world of sports knows no bounds. The limits that our human brains possess, the actual real world out there, it has none of those boundaries. Everything is limitless. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Dream on, because anything can happen, and we're going to get into that. We are NBA pilled, as we should, in the city of champions, and thus we're less than a week out from the NBA draft, and Mitch and I are ready to go. Let's start with Big Mitch's big three, and we'll go from there.
Kayson Wallace.
Boom.
Under. Ever heard of pick him? 12.5 minus 140.
Yeah.
Some of these over-under picks have gotten to the point where it's very obvious.
This is a draft prop, NBA draft props. Go find that.
So under pick 12.5, meaning pick 12, 11, 10, whatever.
Exactly.
And a lot of these values are now like plus 500, minus 350. There's not a ton you can get real value on.
Yeah.
I think Kayson walks in as a plus defender, which means he's going to get drafted higher than a lot of people think, because as you just saw Christian Brown be an impact defensive guy in the NBA finals as a rookie, you cannot undervalue it, even at his size, 6'2.5", big wingspan, but not huge.
Well, and you're high on the Kentucky guards. I mean, the Tyler Heroes, the Jamal Murrays, the Devin Bookers, the list goes on and on.
Every year they get underdrafted, and every year they prove to be, they should have been picked several picks higher. I think Kayson is one of those ones where it's pretty obvious he should be picked higher, especially because the guard class after those top couple picks is pretty shallow.
Yep. Utah at 9 could use a guard. Yep. He'd be very interesting in a backcourt pairing with Luka Doncic. Mavs pick at 10. You never know what to predict from the OKC, but he'd be a nice pairing with Shea in a backcourt.
Yeah, and he's a guy that I think at 12. When you watched the SEC last year, which is a very competitive conference, great coaching, great players across the board, you watched him play and you're like, that is a guy, right? And to me, you can grind all the pick and roll coverage tape, or you know, every time he had an assist or whatever you want, but watching them play basketball goes a lot farther for me than those things, even as a draft guy. And he pops.
Yeah, and there are higher rated SEC guards like Anthony Black, who had a much greater impact than. Yes, so
correct. All right,
very intrigued by that one.
Let's run through these other good two odds. Real quick. I got next year's Premier League Golden Boot is up. Mo Salah is the third. That's the third lowest odds you can get. It's plus 700.
Huh.
I you only think he do it
stays
because,
on the Prem?
Yes. I think he's still at Liverpool. And I think everything I've read from him, quotes wise, after the season, he just seemed so pissed that he didn't score more goals. And that guy is a freaking machine. And I think I've underrated him for almost all of my watching of soccer.
He's a phenom.
And he's amazing.
Phenom.
And if I could get 7-1 for him to lead the Premier League in goals, I think that's a worthy bet.
That feels like a great bet to take and parlay with Nugs to win a championship next season. Let's go.
Okay, and then my last one, if Yaya wants to throw it back up there real quick.
Throw that thing back. Thank you, Yaya.
The relegation. All the bets to finish in the Premier League are up next year. And I'm saying Bournemouth goes down plus 150. Because I think Burnley stays up. They've doing enough. So choose a team that didn't go down this season to go down, because it's always going to be at least one.
We call that feeling the burn, believing in Burnley to stay.
Honestly, also taking the U.S. to win the Gold Cup might be good value right now.
Yes, that is true.
U.S. to win the Gold Cup?
I'm feeling...
Sign me up.
I'm feeling frisky. I don't think Bournemouth is good. So why not? You get plus money on them to go down, and they're not a good soccer team.
It's right there. Let's go to my big three lickety split. UFC main event, Marvin Vettori, Italian against Jared Cannonier. They're kind of those next guys in line behind Izzy in the category right under the heavyweights, which I'm blanking on. Marvin has more ability to take this to the ground, to wrestle. And that's why I think at minus 125 on the money line, he is good value to bring
that
home.
That is a good bet. I looked at
the main event. You like that one? ESPN Plus, you should be able to see that. And then, like my guy Mitch, I'm getting into some NBA draft props. Bilal Coulibaly, Vic Wembanyama's teammates.
He's so sick.
They've gone all the way to the French final in a stronger French league than most years, partially because Russia no longer has a league. This, though, so don't. Dude, I mean, those guys made it to the EuroLiga,
I know, it's course, just, it's
final
it's
four.
Funny, man.
But he's a teenager contributing in a top pro league in Europe. I think you got to value that highly. This 11.5 number, the juice on it has been all over the place. This morning, you get it at plus 110. Best value for the under I've seen all along. He seems very intriguing for teams wanting to trade up. For teams like the Mavs, for teams who are in on the Thompson twins, I love this bet. And then, and also his stock's been raising because he still played games while these guys have been doing workouts for 3 months.
I really like Coulibaly, man.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
Cool.
He's like, awesome.
That guy is a for sure guy in my book.
I mean, he's already done it at the pro level. There's a mini Giannis vibes to him if you catch him on the right. And then Cam Whitmore. I love Cam Whitmore out of Villanova. Spectacular freshman, super bouncy, 3-and-D guy. I mean, he's perfect. And right now, James Harden to the Rockets, who are picking fourth overall, seems like a strong possibility. Well, if they go in that direction, who they are mocked to take at fourth overall, one of the Thompson twins makes way less sense. Cam Whitmore makes way more sense. Plus 150 is great juice right now. James Harden next team is not even up anymore because I think the Rockets are such a foregone conclusion that this is a great way to take basically Harden to go to the Rockets and get much better value on it.
Harden, Green, Whitmore is sick.
With Sengun in the front court.
That's sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great...
That is a lot of buckets.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, great team, frisky team in the play-in potentially, and then get smoked by a top seed.
Like the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Greatest exactly. team alive.
Yep. And while the Nuggets smoked all their appointments, it's time for your dad this Father's Day to smoke those pubes right away. Let's go, baby. Say goodbye to those pubes for dad.
Bye,
say
Dad's
goodbye
pubes.
To
See
any
you later.
Obnoxious chest hair. If they have a random island of hair on their back like your boy does, get them the Weed Whacker 4.0.
Buy random island of hair on Dre's back. See you later.
It's not even aligned centrally.
No.
You would think it would be in the middle of my back.
You would.
Or lower back.
I do. I think that.
It's lower third off left.
Oh, I would have guessed right.
It makes no sense, but nothing that the Weed Whacker 4.0 cannot take care of for you.
Actually,
this
you have
summer.
A Weed Whacker. I would have guessed there's none, is what I would have guessed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It makes a comeback. This weather has made me feel very un-Weed Whacker-like, you know?
Just let it go.
Yeah, I've kind of been letting it go, but now it's time to get your life back in order this Father's Day after the Nugs parade, and let's get back some nice grooming. Get ready for the summer. Use that code DMVR for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls this year. Show your original home some love with Manscaped. Holy cow, that's the greatest thing I have ever read. And how fitting to have two draft dudes, true kings, right? Yaya, Yaya's nodding his head yes right now. And talk to you about DraftKings Sportsbook, baby, where right now new users can bet $5 and win $150 in bonus bets. That's right, bonus bets that they will allot your way in $25 amounts, and then you'll have them. You can sprinkle a little on parlay, sprinkle a little on some MLS undervalued money line, get in on some UFC. Oh, you think basketball season's over and we're not going to bet anymore? Wrong. We're going to have action all summer long. Ladies World Cup coming up. Hyped about that. hyped about that. I bet you we're going to beat the book on that too.
God,
go to DraftKings.com. Sign up with that code DNVR to help your homies out. Tell them we sent you. And of course, all customers can get in on all the great bets we gave out on this here show. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Opt-in and 10-plus leg requirements for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms. Let's go. All right, Mitch.
Okay.
The dilemma is simple. Finding value on the weekend slate, and you're allowed to find value on draft props as well.
My favorite long shot right now is not really, I guess in terms of what you could bet on this event, isn't a long shot because there are some huge numbers.
Uh-huh.
But my guy Ricky Fowler shot a 62 at the U.S. Open in the first round, and he is the fourth favorite to win. You get plus 650 for him to win right now.
We're in on Ricky?
I love Ricky Fowler.
Boy, it kind of feels like
and he's
this orange hat on set, almost a hint to Ricky right there.
Look,
almost an homage.
Yeah, I mean, he's got...
He's a lead zoner now. I don't know if you've seen this.
I don't love that.
Right, right. Just another great American on leads, though.
He's one of those golfers who... is like very likable, hasn't won a ton.
Shoots
shoots a fantastic round to open the tournament. Literally tied for the greatest round ever at that tournament.
And course history.
I
want
to see him win,
there.
So I might throw a little on plus 650 to win.
Well, I love that. Exact order of the first three picks on the draft. If you go Wemby 1,
okay.
B Milly 2,
okay.
Brandon Miller.
Scoot 3.
Cam Whitmore 3 plus 45 hundo.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I like it.
Yeah, because the thinking is both Charlotte at 2 with LaMelo Ball and the Blazers at 3 with Lillard could forego a point guard. Now, there's a lot of talk about maybe the Pellies getting up to get Scoot Henderson. Whatever, but we could see Scoot Henderson dropping and it being wings going back to back 2 and 3. And plus 4,500 seems like extremely good value for something we feel is not that far fetched.
Close your ears for this one. I'm sorry.
Give it to him.
Real Salt Lake at DC United on Saturday, plus 380.
Gosh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Yaya doesn't like it.
Is Washed Rooney still coaching that team in D.C.?
But honestly, Rooney does have them playing kind of hard. But sure, Arthur also like has so much talent now that it's really hard.
Adding Chicho, man. I like him and I hate him so much. But
yeah, we hate that.
But plus 380 on the road. You're basically getting 4-1 for Chicho to go in and score a couple goals at D.C., like... Yes, please. Give me that. I'll take that all day.
Oh, man.
You could probably get a Benteke goal scorer, too, because he's been on fire.
He has been on fire. So maybe if you don't like that, just put them together as a goal-scoring prop combo of Benteke for United and Chicho for Salt Lake. You cannot get Gold Cup futures right now, and you cannot bet on the Nations League Championship,
right?
According to DraftKings, at least. But, man, if you could bet... Pulisic to score in that final, you would.
That'd be fun.
If you could bet US to win both parlayed, that would be tasty.
In the UFC, Marvin Vettori to win by submission plus 900. That feels juicy as well.
Bet that.
There you go. Look out for some Nations League, is it? Gold Cup?
Nations League Nations final League Sunday.
Finals.
And Gold Cup is coming in about a week.
It's the Canada where, v. America on
Sunday.
Where'd
that get selected in the gold draft? Top three Gold Cup?
It should have.
Did it go undrafted?
It did go undrafted.
Gold Cup went undrafted?
Not a lot of ball knowers on the Broncos pod, dude.
Dang.
Not a lot of ball knowers.
With that note... We leave you. And best of luck on your bets. Go Nuggets. Thank you, Mitch, for doing this.
Of course.
We'll be back next week.
Let's go.